You're with SBS Radio.
The government is being urged to take steps to reduce the availability of sugary drinks across the country. 19 Australian organisations are backing a Cancer Council campaign called Rethink Sugary Drink Initiative. A graphic TV advertisement has been produced warning the public about weight gain and obesity, heart and kidney disease, and type 2 diabetes and cancer. The consumption of sugar-laden drinks is resulting in negative health effects, including tooth decay, with nearly 50% of Australian children suffering. About 1 in 6 Australians drink at least 5.2 kilograms of sugar annually from sugary drinks alone. And just one 600 milliliter bottle of soft drink has the equivalent of 16 teaspoons of sugar. Craig Sinclair is the head of Prevention Division at the Cancer Council Victoria branch and spokesman for Rethink Sugary Drink Initiative. He says big brands marketing is influential as it pervades many social situations where young people congregate.
We obviously see a lot of advertising associated with sport and on television and social media, and it's done in a very positive construct. And it's about they make the connection between enjoyment of life and the consumption of these drinks.
Mr. Sinclair says it's necessary to restrict the availability of sugary drinks in sporting facilities, schools and other places. Some organisations like Museums Victoria have already overhauled their cafeterias to provide healthy options. Museums Victoria CEO Rod McNeil says the overhaul has been beneficial to the community.
A core part of our audience is young families. We also get around 250,000 school children through our museums each year. So with that kind of audience, we have removed all sugary drinks from our cafe spaces in each of our museums. We've also increased, I think, availability of water and healthy options.
Mr. Sinclair says the small change can have a powerful effect on the community.
And we know that when shops start changing their range away from full sugar to no sugar, that they don't see a decline in overall sales. People start making decisions that they know are in the best interest of their health.
Mr. McNeil says other businesses can follow suit.
Look, I think it's great that organisations like us that do value a family audience can take a step to really, again, model some good choices and help guide people.
While exposure and availability are significant drivers in the popularity of sugary drinks, cost is another deciding factor. Craig Sinclair from the Cancer Council says people who live in regional Australia may not have the choice available in urban areas.
And this is particularly in rural and remote communities where sometimes these soft drinks dominate the fridges, and it's hard to find healthy alternatives. So it is across each of those spectrums. It is the price and it is the promotion, obviously, and the placement.
Mr. Sinclair says the dialogue starts at home, where parents can educate their children as to the volume and subsequent harm of sugar in sugary drinks. The Rethink Sugary Drink Initiative hopes to kick off those conversations with their advertisement campaign circulating on social media. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.